The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. Very unusual. Rose Gray has taken two weekends off in a row.
This is getting to be a habit, and I'm not sure if I like this or not, because she's getting used to vacationing and being in places that are warm and not snowing, like Cabo right now.
And then Colleen Ellsberg gets to fill in.
Yay.
Aren't you lucky?
Oh, but you know what? I love it. It's fun. I love that I get to do this every once
so
in a while.
So I hear she's listening in Cabo. Must
she
be on
is.
The WTMJ app. Which,
I would think she's streaming, yes.
By the way, it is National App Day, so does Fox World Travel have an app we can download?
You know, I don't think we do. Oh my gosh, I got to talk to IT about that.
I think you do.
Do we? Okay.
I looked for it. I didn't actually download it. I'm going to download it. We'll look during the commercial break and find out.
All right, but I don't think we can listen to this.
You can't listen to the show there.
No.
You can listen to the recap shows that are online.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you can always find these shows at foxworldtravel.com. And that way, if you are on vacation and don't want to listen on the app, you can get it when you get
exactly.
home.
Exactly. I'm not techie, Dayton, at all. Just so you know, I'm here for the travel. So.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you came back again. I didn't offend you too badly, and you're here, so that's
and
good.
And vice versa.
So we would love to take calls throughout the day on the AccuDent Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. But tell us what's going on in Fox World Travel World.
Well, you know, I want to make this right away. I want to make this announcement right away. Very fun. I was listening to WTMJ on the way down, and I noticed that Gene Miller has got some commercials on. And what I'm really excited to announce is I think I'm the official announcer. I believe Rose will have Gene on next week. But he is going to do kind of a retirement celebration trip with Fox World Travel.
That's awesome.
So we've got him booked for next June already. It's going to be June 18th through the 26th. And it's Paris and Normandy River Cruise with Gene Miller and his lovely wife, Luann. So this, I think, is going to be quite the celebration because he is retiring. And we've booked this amazing trip for him. It's a beautiful time of year to be in France. So it's a round-trip river cruise from Paris, and that takes you down the Seine to Rouen. And then you go from there, you go out to the Normandy beaches and the D-Day museums. But it's not all about World War II and that history. It's a lot of that, but it's also about going to Giverny, where Monet painted his famous water lilies, and it's also going to Versailles, so you have a chance to wander through that amazing palace. And it also does, you go to, I'm thinking in my head, a walking tour of Rouen, so you can see the Joan of Arc monuments and some beautiful churches. And so we're really excited. We think it's going to sell out pretty fast.
Because, I bet it will.
Yeah,
I bet it will. Beautiful destination. Yeah. Gene Miller's last big hurrah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. And what I love about this is it's on Uniworld River Cruises, which is one of our favorites. You just ask Rose, she'll tell you all about it. It's very classy. It's beautiful accommodations. And it's basically all-inclusive, inclusive of all your drinks and your cocktails and your meals and your tours. And then there's some options out there as well. But it's on the gorgeous Joie de Vie, which is one of Uniworld's newest ships that's sailing on the Seine. So I think it's just going to be an amazing day.
Sounds awesome. Can we get to that on the website currently?
Absolutely. It's open already on foxworldtravel.com, ready to be booked. And our travel advisors are standing by just waiting for your call.
Starting with big news. I love it. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We do have Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray this week. When we come back, she will give you her very lengthy title and what that means she does and what questions she can answer for you. But thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ this morning.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We had this lined up for Rose because she's a huge Rick Springfield fan, and Rick Springfield actually going to be in Milwaukee this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Pottawatomie Casino Theater. So I wasn't going to do it. But you're a huge fan of Rick Springfield, too.
Oh, my God. I didn't know Rose was a fan of Rick Springfield.
What is going on with you ladies?
It was all since General Hospital days when he played Dr. Noah Drake. That's when we all fell in love with him.
and then he had a singing career.
Yeah, and then you find out he's Australian, and then women are like, whoo, he's got the accent, but he got rid of it. And, oh, my gosh, he is so good looking.
The AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. It is National App Day, and there is indeed a Fox World Travel app that you can go download, as well as a WTMJ app. So get them both while you're wherever you get your apps today, and celebrate that app day by putting some good apps on your phone.
And I do remember that app is really good at helps you with your travels too.
Okay, so when you're booking, you have a trip booked, you can go there and follow along with what you need.
Right, and, it has updates and everything too.
Awesome.
So it's a pretty
cool
app.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to jump over to Landon and talk to Jim this morning. Good morning, Jim. What's your question?
Good morning. My wife and I both have global entry cards for when we're traveling, but they're due to expire in February of next year. So I went online to try to renew it, and it wouldn't allow me to. Now, I don't know, am I too close to that expiration date, or what's going on?
Well, you shouldn't be too close at this point. That would be the perfect time to renew it. I do have, I'm coming up to that same situation, Jim. So what I would suggest is maybe give Customs and Border Protection a call. There is a number online that you can call and see if the website's not working for you. Maybe a direct call might be the best way to find out exactly how to get this done.
Customs and Border Protection.
Yeah, I have a number in front of me if you want that.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You're nice.
One-stop shop, Jim.
Yeah, it's 877.
877.
227.
227.
5511.
5511. Great.
Okay.
Good luck with
that. Hopefully that works.
All right.
Thanks,
Jim.
So much.
Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Weekend. So tell us a little bit, if we don't know what that is, what is he trying to get a hold of?
He's trying to renew his global entry status. You can do two things for flying. You can do the TSA pre-check, and then you can also do global entry. And what he's trying to do is renew his global entry so that when he comes back from international travels, he doesn't have to get into that big line of people in customs and immigration. He can go off to the side and go to one of the kiosks, and they pre-screen you, they take your fingerprints, they do a background check on you, and it's quite very convenient, especially going through security. You get a special line, you get to go through the TSA pre-check line as well. Don't have to take off your shoes, your coat, you don't have to take anything out of your bags. It's a quick and easy process, and you avoid the big lines. So I currently have TSA pre-check, which I love, but this next round I'm going to get global entry.
Okay, just saves a little time down the road. And how often do you have to renew that typically?
5 years.
Five years.
It's good for 5 years. I believe global entry is 100 for 5 years, and then TSA pre-check is 85, so you might as well just go for the global entry.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you don't have to take your belt off and have your pants fall down in front of everybody and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I love watching men take stuff out of their pockets.
Oh, there's so much.
Like, oh, my God,
you guys. We don't have the purse to just throw on the conveyor belt, right?
Exactly.
We got to empty everything out. And I always forget, you know, don't wear a watch when you're going through. Don't put on an extra bracelet if you're a bracelet guy. Coins in your pockets.
Yeah.
Go as clear through as you can.
Exactly.
So you got your wallet, your phone, and your keys.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing better for women when they've invented leggings without any pockets in them, I'm telling you.
We've got a question here. Again, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I'm going to New Orleans this Thursday with two teenagers. Are there any tours you would recommend?
Oh, I love New Orleans. That's a great city and great for families, too. I would probably do one of the riverboat cruises because that's a lot of fun. So get on, I think it's the Natchez, and you can go down the river and learn about the history of the area. A very fun thing to do is a nighttime, well, I suppose you could do it the daytime too, graveyard tour. I know
their graveyard's pretty impressive down there.
Sounds kind of weird, but it's really fun. That's great. I love doing I love doing the nighttime tours there. I don't know, it gives it a little more appeal, but go down to Jackson Square and get yourself on a horse and carriage ride, and they take you through the back streets at night so you can see inside those beautiful houses, which is kind of cool, but creepy, but it's cool. my favorite thing to do in New Orleans, is going to the World War II Museum. That's just my personal love of airplanes and going through the history of World War II. They have everything about the Tuskegee Airmen in there and the WASP, ladies, women's air service ladies. Oh my gosh, it's just a great airplanes and everything. Great food. Go down to, Bourbon Street is... Yeah, it's okay, but kind of explore other areas. And
well, there's a square down there that's fun to walk around. Usually live music going on everywhere and vendors.
Absolutely.
And it's just a cool city to visit. So that's great
right.
They're going there.
Yeah, and don't forget to go to Café du Monde and get some beignets and chicory coffee. It's the best. Café au lait.
We will talk Canada when we come back. We have a question on the text line. Get in your questions for Colleen. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose out again this week, Colleen Allsburg. And give us your title.
I am the Senior Destination Specialist Group Vacations.
Okay. That is on both sides of our card because it takes up so much space. And that, what does that mean you do?
It's kind of a made-up title, but I've been with Fox World Travel now for over 26 years, mainly in the group department. Because of the destination part of that specialist thing, just means I've been to a lot of places and I have a lot of experience in my travels. I have been all over the world. I've been on over 100 cruises at this point in my life, including about a dozen river cruises. I have been to India and Africa, Australia, Egypt, and some of the odder, the more exotic places all over Europe, most of the countries in Europe. So, and I do a lot of training as well because of that experience. So I train not only our internal travel advisors, we do a lot of training with them, Rose and I do, and I also go out on the road when I could go out on the road.
Right.
Did a lot of travel shows and destination nights and things like that. So that's kind of where the destination specialist comes into it. I definitely, group travel is my forte, and I'm a tour manager as well, and that's one of the reasons I've been all the world, mostly because I've been on tour with a lot of people, so I've been all over the place.
Colleen is a wealth of knowledge here to answer your questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. On the text line here, is it true that Canada will soon be requiring proof of vaccination by U.S. travelers, and does that apply to personal vehicles entering?
I'm looking that up, and I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on that for you. I know that everything's getting a little bit more stricter because of the variants that are out there right now. I definitely know that being vaccinated is going to be make it a lot easier for you to get across. But let me take a look at that date and see what I can find.
I had to show my vaccine card to go to the rave on Thursday night. Like
exactly.
It's getting more and more where just keep it on your phone. Always have it with you if you have the vaccine.
It made it a lot easier when I was in Hawaii because they do have a quarantine, mandatory quarantine if you're not vaccinated or not testing within 3 days. So, and then when I got to Hawaii, I didn't realize that we had to carry our vaccination card with us everywhere and our ID and to get into restaurants.
Yeah.
Not so much the stores and things like that, but museums and restaurants. And it just made life a lot easier just to have the vaccine. But I'll check on that border crossing for you too by car and see what I can find out.
Joey from Sussex has a question here. March 30th through April 6th, going to Royalton Negril. What are the COVID-19 restrictions, do's and don'ts?
First of all, the Royalton Negril is one of my favorite resorts, and you're going to have a fabulous time. And I do know that Jamaica is one of the first countries that really is making some great strides to cover. They don't want to lose their business, their tourist business, obviously. So there will be screening before you go, and then you have the one-day test that you need to have to come back to the United States now. But they are... the Jamaican government is doing so many great things. They're offering testing at the resorts. They're even offering testing at the airports. So, but to be on the safe side, I would probably just stick with, if you're going with a tour operator like Apple Vacations, get to your resort. Just stay within your resort unless you're doing a organized tour with a reputable operator. And just always mask up where they ask you to mask up and wash your hands and just be very, very safe.
Yeah. Speaking of being safe, another question here on the text line asks about Cancun. They're heading there next month and they're concerned about the shootings that happened recently. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I saw that as well, and I'm taking a group down to Playa del Carmen in February. Hi, guys, by the way, they're probably listening. And it was an isolated incident. It was definitely something that was, you know, they're saying it was the cartels, so it was probably very isolated. It happened in Cancun. It's, you know, bad things happen everywhere. You always have to protect yourself no matter where you go. My thought is if you are feeling that uncomfortable about traveling to Cancun, and I know Rose says this all the time as well, then don't go. If it's going to affect your the enjoyment of your vacation, I certainly would not want that to be the case. So I have had a couple questions from my gang, too, that's going down in February. We're going about an hour plus south of Cancun. We're staying in Playa del Carmen. And we just need to play it safe. You just don't do anything crazy. I've already told them you're not going out at 2 in the morning,
yeah, right,
drinking and walking down the sidewalks and craziness. Stay together. Always be with friends. Always be in contact with somebody. And just play it safe and you'll be just fine.
Unfortunately, the sad reality is you could be in Milwaukee tonight.
Exactly.
It's just everywhere you go, yeah, you just got to be smart and be as safe as you can.
Absolutely.
So, it is a Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. The number, we are going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Patrick King.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray is listening, but not in studio with us today. She's in Cabo, so what time is it there? Like 5 in the morning? I don't know the difference.
It's the other way, 3 hours, 2 hours, something like that.
Oh, yeah. So the other way. So yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's early.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Colleen Allsberg in for her instead, taking your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. You found some more information on the Canada crossing?
Yeah, it looks like you do have to be fully vaccinated at this point, even at border crossings.
Anywhere to get into Canada, fully vaccinated.
Even if it's just for a visit, yeah. There's some exceptions for emergencies and things like that. But
a lot of places it's vaccinated or a negative COVID test, but there's strictly you have to be vaccinated.
Looks like it from this point, yeah.
Okay. And then, interesting.
Yeah, and keep an eye on that too because those things change. Lately, it's been on a daily basis.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, let's jump over to Brad in Milwaukee. Good morning, Brad. What's your question for Colleen?
Good morning. This is a question regarding COVID testing for Jamaica. Recently recovered from COVID. I've been told can test positive for months afterwards. I'm wondering what kind of issues that's going to present with testing into Jamaica. Is there, do you need a doctor's excuse or what are the issues that could present?
Yeah, that's going to be your best bet is to work with your health provider and to get in writing that you've recently recovered from COVID, and that will help you should you test positive on the way there or the way back too, because then it shows that you did have it but you've completely recovered. So make sure you're carrying that information with you.
Okay, just the doctor's note of saying recovery, and that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, and then you do need to get an arrival test as well within 3 days of entering Jamaica. Now they're requiring that you get a negative test as well. So work with that, and then if it comes out a positive again, then you've got your doctor's excuse with you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good trip. So, question here for you. This is a fun one. Is Colleen the one who initially convinced Rose Gray to go to Alaska back when Rose previously didn't understand its beauty?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, yeah, it took me years to get her to get up there, and I'm still having problems with her because she won't go to the Yukon. Like I've been saying, she'll go to Vietnam on the whim, but she won't go to the Yukon territory. I'm like, what is going on with that? So that was back in, I think, 2009. She had never been to Alaska, never wanted to go, and she was kind of forced by our current boss at that time, who said, I need you to take a listener trip up there, and she didn't want to. So they sent me with Rose, and I hadn't really known her at that point too much. And it was kind of funny because she comes with, you know, if you know Rose, she likes to have her nails done and her hair is perfect. and I'm not saying anything bad. It's wonderful. But that doesn't, you know, align with the normal Alaskan feel for a, there's not a lot of salons to be found, let's say, along the trip. But once we got her there, that was all it took, because she got off that plane and you breathe in that just glorious, clean, clear air in Fairbanks, Alaska. And from there, it's just gorgeous. So she fell in love. And now I think she's going to be going on her 13th trip.
You have some trips coming up, right?
Yeah, in 22. I can't wait to get back. Well, I snuck in a little tour. I did a cruise this past August. I was getting a little Alaska lonely, so I snuck off by myself and took a cruise up on the Inside Passage. But I've been there now 33 times, and
yikes,
it's just my favorite place in the world.
I don't think I've been to my mom's house 33 times.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's, yeah, true.
So those trips are coming up in 2022, available on the website?
There are a few. We have seven or eight departures of going to Alaska in 2022. I am down to the very few seats. I know Rose's trip is sold out. My two trips, my June trip is sold out. I may have two seats on my August trip. I do have a few seats left on an August 15 day, and I have a very few seats left on a Yukon in July. So if you want to go this summer, please get on that now. It's almost too late because we're really filling up. And I should be announcing 2023 Alaska very soon as well, even earlier than normal. I've never announced Alaska this early, so that should be coming up just after the new year.
Perfect. 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Mark in Sussex. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I've already bought my airline tickets. Can I now go and get pre-approved for the TSA check-in?
When are you going, Mark?
Oh, no.
When are you
next week Friday?
Ooh, no. Wow, no. probably not. It takes a few weeks before you get your TSA approval. Well, have you done the TSA check-in, or did you go through the process already?
I have not.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm just kind of checking. I'll just call, you know, checking out on a whim kind of thing. Last minute, typical mail thing.
Okay. No,
I'm with you,
actually,
Mark.
Now that you brought that up, I know that Appleton Airport is hosting a TSA get together where you can go up there and get approved and go through the whole process. And the process takes you approximately 5 minutes, but then it takes a couple weeks before they go through the background checks and everything. So when you get back from this trip, Mark, then get on that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome.
Thanks, Mark. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Colleen Allsburg here from Fox World Travel. On the Fox World Travel Show, I am Dayton Kane. When we come back, we're going to talk Disney, we're going to talk Paris, and what other, easy for me to say, whatever other questions you have, give us a call. It's WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here. Rose Gray on vacation yet this week. She should be back next week, correct?
Well, unless she decides to stay, I might see you again next week. You know, she's having a great time down there.
Well, you are welcome whenever.
Oh, thank you.
Always good to have you. All right, so let's get over to 855-616-1620. Question here says they'd like to go to Disney next fall. When do the Christmas decorations start?
They start almost immediately after Halloween, if you can believe that. But they're saying November 1st, November 2nd, right away. And I've been watching Facebook, and I've got some clients down there right now, and several of my coworkers too. And it's amazing the amount of work they have to put in to get decorated, to make the castle shine and into, you know, the Christmas colors and the parades and everything. So it takes a good, I would say, say a good 2 months to get it all get it up to par.
It takes me a week just to get my fall decorations down and my Christmas ones up, and I just have a little ranch house. So get it. All right. So 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Kathy in Greenfield. Good morning, Kathy. What's your question?
Good morning. Hey, I'm a solo traveler, and I'm wondering, do you have any suggestions for how to handle extra fees, or how to best make the most of my funds?
Yeah, I run into this quite a bit, Kathy, as I travel solo by myself, and so I know where you're coming from. There are some companies that do solo travel specifically that our travel advisors can help you with. I know that when you travel solo, you're always paying that single supplement, and that can get pretty high. So some of those solo, and there's actually one for women too, women solo travels, where they'll give you a break on the pricing, or they'll match you up with a travel companion that can help. I know that in my department, we do keep into mind the solo travelers that are going with us. And what's nice about going with a group departure is that you're never going to eat alone. You're always going to have somebody with you to take care of the basics of the trips. And on occasion, if we have a several ladies, or we don't match people, but if they ask if there's another solo traveler that would like to share a room, we always have kind of hook you up a little bit, but make you talk to each other, see if you're compatible, and then we can help you save some money that way too. So the best bet is to talk to one of our travel advisors, get some ideas of solo travel companies, and then maybe think about going along with one of a group departure to have some peace of mind as a solo traveler.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. How do people get a hold of you?
866-GO-FOX-GO or foxworldtravel.com.
So easy.
It is.
So easy. Colleen Alsberg here with us today, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We're trying to get to all the calls and texts. We appreciate you being a part of it. It's been a busy morning, and the fastest show on the radio has got one segment left. We're almost done already.
Wow.
On WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Sunny, windy, a high of 40 today, 34 in Milwaukee. Probably a little bit warmer where Rose is.
Just a tad.
She's in Cabo yet this week. She'll be back next week. Colleen on with us today. Thank you for being here. We are going to jump over to the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line and talk to George. Good morning, George. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. My lovely bride and I would like to take a cruise, we think. We've been going to Cancun for a number of years, and we decided not to do that this year. The kicker is I am on peritoneal dialysis, and I'm wondering, do these ships cater to people with my defect?
Yes, they do, George. In fact, a cruise is probably one of the best ways to travel if there's a situation like that. Did you book with a travel advisor by any chance?
No, we haven't done anything.
Oh, you haven't yet. Okay. I would probably go in and talk to one of our travel advisors and get them set up, because then there's several companies that deal with dialysis on board the ships, and they can fill out all the right forms for you and get you situated. There is a medical staff on board, which is also a really a good thing for your situation. So I would say go for it. I think that's going to be one of a great experience for you to try a cruise and just have that safety net of having that medical staff on board, and then the travel advisors can help you with all the paperwork that needs to be filled out and find the right companies and things for you to get that taken care of.
Okay. Now, the other thing we're concerned with is proximity to shore. We'd like to be able to, in case I get a kidney, I want to be able to get there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, there, I would probably look at something maybe with more port days than sea days. Make sure to take your passport with you, because if you're landing in a foreign country, if you're in Mexico or in one of the islands in the Caribbean, you're going to need a passport to get home. So make sure you have that with you.
Sure.
And then just look for something with probably more port days than sea days. The sea days are going to be the hardest to get off the ship. They don't normally do like a helicopter kind of situation where they take you off, but because of the costs, and it's really, you know, it has to be a pretty big emergency situation. So I know the Southern Caribbean has a lot more port days, maybe one or two sea days, so that's probably what I would look into.
Okay, any particular cruise line or?
They all do it. I love Celebrity Cruise Lines. I love Holland America, Princess. But they all do it. Norwegian. So it depends on the destination that you're going to. I do have would have suggestions for different cruise lines for destinations. But if it's just a Caribbean, then I would probably you can pretty much go with any cruise line.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And what's the number for Fox World Travel?
866-GO-FOX-GO.
Leaving for Paris, want to know about current procedures to get a health pass for entrances to museums and restaurants.
You know, I've been hearing different things about it. It's easy. It's hard. It doesn't come. It comes. I wouldn't be too worried about it. You can go online to get an electronic form, and then you print that out, and that's what you would carry with you. You do need to also bring this health pass and your certificate of vaccination that you've been fully vaccinated, or a negative PCR, a rapid antigen test less than 48 hours prior, just make sure that you have your ID with you. And so go online, get this health pass. And I know that even I've been reading that once you arrive in Paris, you can do it as well at pharmacies.
Oh.
So shouldn't be a problem, but just start your processes early and make sure that you get everything before you go.
From the 414, it says, Colleen, is Iceland in July full?
It is not. I have a few seats left on Iceland. Can't wait to get back. It's been quite a few years. The last time I went to Iceland was in December, which wasn't the smartest plan that I've ever decided to do, but it was a travel agent trip that was very cheap. But we are going in July. It's just an amazing trip. It's July 15th through the 24th of this coming year of 22. We are spending, we're pretty much going to see the whole island. And what's cool about Iceland, it's the land of fire and ice. So we're going to experience volcanoes, and we're going to experience glaciers and whale watching.
Wow.
And we're going to give you enough free time that if maybe you want to go ride the Icelandic ponies, you can do that. Or if you want to go out to the Blue Lagoon and have a good soak in the beautiful springs, we'll have plenty of free time for that. But we're going to keep you busy, though. We're going to see
that
the whole place.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's just it's a beautiful island. I can't wait to see it in summer. It's a little bit different.
We have a couple minutes left. What trips are still available at foxworldtravel.com?
Well, for the coming year, we've got some great trips yet for 22. We've got the Rhine and Moselle River Cruise from Paris with Rose Gray. So that one's got just a few cabins left on that, and that's traveling in August. We have a fun trip to Switzerland, and it hits a little bit of Luxembourg, I think, too. So you're not just seeing Switzerland, but what a beautiful country that is. You're going to take that famous train. That's also in August. We'd already talked a little bit about Alaska. I've got two departures that have a few seats left on it. And then if you've been to Italy and you want to see a little bit more, then just I call it the triangle of Rome, Florence, and Venice. We have a different type of Italy trip. It's Italy and Sicily, and that's going in September 26th. And then you can see the part of that beautiful island, too. And if you have any Sicilian history in your family, this is going to be a great trip for that.
I hope my wife is listening. That's her dream trip, Sicily.
Oh, so there you go.
We'll have to look into that. Okay, so all the offices open at this point, or is Green Bay still yet to...
Still, Green Bay is the only one. Okay. We've got everybody else open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and it's so great. I actually went back to the office myself a few days a week, and it's lovely to almost be back to normal and
yes.
seeing people and socializing safely, of course. But
still, don't travel without a travel advisor. Not
yeah.
with what's going on. Make sure you go foxworldtravel.com, the place to find everything you need. Colleen, awesome. Thank you for being here again this week. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was fun, Dayton. Thank you.
And I hope Rose Gray is not going to stay in Cabo next week and she joins us back. But what another great show. Thanks for everybody that participated. We appreciate it. Annex Wealth Management and Money Talk coming up next on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.